is TechStrong TV.
Welcome to TechStrong TV. I'm Bonnie Schneider. And today I'm pleased to have us joining us now, Klaus Enzenhofer, Product Lead Business Analytics at Dynatrace. And Klaus has immense experience driving sustainability into innovative solutions at Dynatrace. He is here to share insights into Dynatrace's Carbon Impact app. Klaus, it's great to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Bonnie.
Well, I'd love to hear more about your background and your work in sustainability and how it led to the work that you're doing now.
So I'm with Dynatrace for 13 years, and we used to work on optimizing IT systems for different reasons, but that's the core of Dynatrace. I started there, and 3 years ago, I had a very interesting customer meeting. A customer actually said to me, he's like, "Hey, Klaus, what you are doing, what you're optimizing, couldn't you help us with optimizing the carbon footprint? Your system, you are aware of everything, every component that we have. Couldn't we use similar mechanics to optimize the carbon footprint?" And it wasn't just anyone, but it was a large European car manufacturer who asked. So I started looking into it and dove into it. And the result of a little research was the Carbon Impact app. Great way of getting overview across everything and having a core KPI, that you can just start optimizing for.
And that's great. Yeah, no, many organizations are looking for solutions just like this. Can you explain more about Dynatrace's Carbon Impact app, how it works, and how it might be implemented into an organization?
It's for customers of Dynatrace, very simple, because we are reusing what we are already capturing. But what we really allow our customers to do is with the simple enablement of the app, to not only get insights into performance of a system and availability of a system, but also seeing like what does this IT system actually consume energy-wise and how much carbon it actually produces. And the key benefit really is people try to optimize, but they don't know where to start. And with the ability, with the visibility that we give our customers, we not only give them the baseline, but we also give them the ability to execute and to start optimizing.
That's great. And one of the important features of the app is that it does provide analytics and information. Can you explain how that is implemented and why those insights are so important?
The implementation happened together with the Sustainable Digital Infrastructure Alliance. So we worked with them to come up with a scalable solution of monitoring the carbon footprint of on-premise systems and cloud systems. Because when you look at the largest corporations, you have thousands of servers on-premise and equivalents also in the cloud. But nowhere you're given fine-grained information. The Sustainable Digital Infrastructure Alliance really is an NGO that really wants to help people and standardize within the European Union the way how carbon is being measured for IT systems. And what we are actually working and collaborating with them is we're delivering the base metrics. And together we have produced a formula that allows you to take simple monitoring metrics and turn it into carbon and energy equivalent. And it makes it really simple for corporations to start getting this baseline. You have their just traditional monitoring metrics that you are looking at with a little bit of meter information, like where is your data center located? Depends on what energy mix you are consuming. All these kind of information needs to go into this algorithm. And then you have this calculated baseline across your premises and cloud premises. That's the beauty. And the challenge really for every customer is how to get from the visibility to an actual sustainability program that actually drives reduction. And this is where everybody has an initiative. The largest corporations in the world have really great initiatives. But when they look then at the data that they are getting from all over the place, they're missing the insights needed, because it's simple to reduce the carbon footprint of IT systems. You just shut it down. So if we shut down all of IT in the world, what happens? The world would stop. Right?
Yeah, it collapses. Absolutely. Can't do that.
You actually have to balance. You have to balance between customer experience, availability of IT systems, business needs, SLAs, and all of that. And with that, you are adding carbon to the mix as a part of the game. And you have to balance out between these dimensions. And the beauty is you have to have everything in context of IT systems and give every stakeholder a different perspective. Because when you think about it, you have green engineering, green coding, which is aiming for optimization done by developers, by engineers. And you have these initiatives do go into IT operations as well, where you try to optimize the data centers that you're running, the machinery that you have there. All that needs to work together in order to really produce a reduction. But everybody needs to have the same KPI in focus. Everybody needs to have the same view on the state of the corporation. And that way, really step by step, optimizing the carbon footprint.
What would you say? You mentioned a couple of the challenges that these IT organizations face, and the Carbon Impact app can help greatly by providing insights. Can you give us some examples of some of those insights and how they might really provide action when they're given to organizations?
So a very simple one is the app, for example, highlights, like many others do, an idling host. So a machine that sits there that isn't being utilized to what it could perform. And the question becomes, can I shut this machine off? Can I turn it off, save costs, save carbon, both at the same time? I'll give you an example of what happened to us. We installed the Carbon Impact app, and I went to our ops team. They're like, hey, wouldn't it be great? We have here a list of 50, 60 hosts that we could shut down. We haven't seen any utilization of this machine. I looked at it, and then I asked our head of operations, and I said, like, hey, let's dive into it. And they took their operations view on it. And I said, like, no, we can't. We cannot, because this is the data center for our synthetic product. That is this node down in south of France. We have to run three machines there. We know that there is one idling, but for SLA reasons, we have to keep that running. And this is the challenge and the beauty of the app itself, and that we solve here with the app is you have at the same time the recommendation, but you have the surrounding information to actually drive a decision and say, like, yes, we can save here. No, we cannot save here.
That's important. You know, many of these corporations have broad sustainability goals for their entire organization. IT definitely gets the brunt of a lot of attention. But how would you say this Carbon Impact app really can affect their corporate sustainability goals for an organization overall?
I would say, depending on the industry, it can be significant parts of IT that are or that the IT is contributing significant parts to your overall carbon emissions. And the core really is when you look at insurance or banks, it can be all the way up to 20% of the overall corporation's emissions. And what we really want to help here is keep the emissions of IT not growing as fast as they are at the moment. Because when you look at AI, AI is going to contribute massively to the energy consumption. Today, we are, depending on which study you take, we're a little bit above the airline industry with around about 2% of global energy being consumed by data centers. The expectation is, though, and again, depending on the study that you're taking, we're going to 4 to 6% of the entire world's energy going into data centers, running AI, running our regular things. And that is going to hit every corporation that now starts to invest into AI as well. So you have to have a countermeasure. You have to be able to measure and optimize carbon footprint, because otherwise you will not get to a sustainability goal that says 2030, 2035, I'm carbon neutral as a corporation.
Well, as these corporations use these insights to make decisions going forward, one of the crucial features is the accuracy and reliability of the data. Can you talk about what Dynatrace does to ensure this data integrity?
We are working together with some large corporations. So because we don't have every piece of hardware that potentially could be running out in the world, but together with our customers, we're getting a decent footprint and a decent perspective. And what we are doing is we're collaborating with these customers very, very closely to measure the carbon emissions and the energy intake of the machines side by side with what we actually calculate. We're also certifying the calculations so that it can be used for reporting purposes. That's the way how we go about it. And keeping this as accurate as possible is one of our biggest challenges. It comes with the balance that you need to find between accuracy and spread that you can or reach that you can have, because it doesn't help you to have the 100% accurate measure on 100 machines when you're running 25,000 machines in your data centers. So coverage is key for our customers, and that is what we really focus on, is giving the coverage with the highest possible accuracy. And I spoke about the Sustainable Digital Infrastructure Alliance. With this NGO, we are actually collaborating here in this area as well to optimize the calculations, to get better results and become more accurate.
Can you talk about some of the benefits that organizations really will get to experience when they focus on optimizing the carbon footprint of their IT department?
The first experience is always, I buy green energy for my data center. I move to the cloud because the cloud providers are taking care of my carbon footprint. These are the big needle movers. But then the next steps for those that really want to do something become critical. And it's a lot of the young engineers that are pushing here corporations quite hard. So this is where it comes to the green coding, the green architecture topic. And people are not satisfied anymore by moving to the cloud, it's carbon neutral. Yes, it is carbon neutral because the large cloud providers are taking care of offsetting, are taking care that green energy is being bought, that kind of stuff. But people still know it's consuming energy, and there is simply not enough green energy in the world. And these young engineers are pushing really hard, and they're like, hey, I want to optimize to reduce the carbon. And the beauty for corporations, though, is it's a benefit for them as well, because when you optimize an IT system for carbon, you optimize it also for cost. You also optimize it for better digital experiences that you deliver with your IT systems. So it's a win-win-win situation on all fronts.
Yeah, that's That's true. It really is. I think that, and that's the beginning. And I kind of want to go back to the Carbon Impact app, because let's say IT leaders are watching this now and they want to understand some of the metrics and KPIs that this app will provide. Can you give us some more examples of some specifics maybe that you've seen come up that have really impressed people that have used it?
We had a large European bank, for example, that just optimized by doing green coding, optimized 75 grams of carbon in a pre-production environment on a single service. Now, when you think about it, this is in pre-production, the engineer on his own, not in production, not with millions of users against it, not 24/7 active service. So they did the math, and it's like it saves them, this 75 grams that they measured will save them around about 2 tons of carbon over a year. And that will they will save that constantly. That is a massive, massive saving that they are going to have just out of this.
I'm sure that they were very pleased to hear that they were able to get results like that. And, you know, going forward with the Carbon Impact app and the work that you're doing at Dynatrace, I wanted to get your perspective on what you see moving forward will be the trends into 2024 and the years ahead towards sustainability in tech and IT departments optimizing their carbon footprint.
It is a must have. It is going to be mandatory for everyone. We see it in Australia, in Europe, since I'm out of Europe. We're seeing here a massive, massive trend already. And we're seeing now this trend moving also into the United States, Canada, because, legislation is requiring across the board that you have to do something. What I'm also seeing is that the leading companies are picking it up because it's so many benefits on every front. As I said, it's not only on the sustainability front with shareholders requesting more sustainable corporations, but it's also for employee employee satisfaction, I want to say, plus also the bottom line is benefiting from moving here the needle. And what I'm seeing is a convergence, actually, of the different metrics. So IT has the way how people are looking at IT has changed massively during COVID. From we need to have it, kind of a cost center situation, towards now a revenue driver. And that's why people want to invest. As I said before, AI is going to increase cost and carbon footprint both at the same time, massively and significant. And this is going to be the biggest challenge for us in the upcoming years. How do we balance out again the revenue that we can drive with all our IT versus the cost versus the sustainability focus of today's today's people.
And that's a really great point, especially about AI and all the energy consumption ahead, that the Dynatrace's Carbon Impact app will really help give great measurements and great data that I think will provide those actionable insights. Klaus Enzenhauper, product lead, business analytics of Dynatrace, thank you so much. It was a pleasure having you on TechStrong TV.
Thank you, Bonnie.
All right, well, stay with us. We're going to have a lot more great interviews like this one coming up.